Don't you just love the gospel today? When Jesus sits there and he says, you got to hate your father, mother, sister, brother, son, and daughter. Then he says, you can't be my disciple unless you renounce all your possessions. I wonder, I often say, how many people would really be Christians if they had to give up everything to do it? Your cars, your houses, my car, my house. If God asked for everything. But again, we got to be willing because we're going to give it whether we want to or not when we croak. Right? You think you had it? Nice. You're going to be dead. You can't have anything with you. It's all gone anyway. Isn't that nice? But so what's this mean, to hate? Because if you listen to the first reading, he says everything summed up in love. Love one another. That's how you sum up the law. Jesus says hate your parents, hate your sons and daughters, your brothers and sisters. What is this? Well, first of all, we go back to Joseph. Do you think that Jesus hated Joseph and Mary?
Well, I don't think so.
So you got to think about, well, what is Jesus saying? He's saying we love people for them, we don't love them for us, right? What we do often is we love people for what they do for us, and we possess them. We say they're mine. They're not yours. They're God's. And you're called to love them for God, not just for you. Your possessions, when you say, it's mine, it's not yours, and God can prove that to you in about a half a second if he takes your breath. That's his, and you treat it like it belongs to him, because it does. Your family belongs to him, your possessions belong to him, yourself belongs to him. That's why he says you have to renounce yourself. Whenever we want to close our hand and say, this is mine, is when we separate ourselves from God. We are called to love the way he loves. And again, we look at the cross. The cross is the way that Christ loves. So it isn't about, hey, you're going to do good things for me? Come on, Ma. Come on, Dad. Come on, son. Come on, daughter. Do things for me. It's all about me. Nope, it's about me giving my life away for them. Me giving my life away for others, me giving my possessions away, if that's what he asks. And so this call to be saints, this call to be people of love, is a call that costs us everything. And that's truly what it is to be a saint. That's truly what God wants from us. And if we give God our hands open, letting him give what he wants, letting him take what he wants, because it all belongs to him anyway, now we're living the life of God, period. It's not about me. It's not about mine. It's about him and his. You got it? You get it? You gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.